Okay, welcome to the pre-show here. It is the 27th of December, Jack. Yeah, 27th. My sister Marianne's birthday is tomorrow, Saturday. I will send along a hearty happy birthday to her. I just saw her at Christmas. And very sad news that we did post on the BSPs and More page. I posted on my my Facebook friends page. Ben Baltus, longtime BSP, a guy that I got to know about, better than most people. I got to know Ben about 5 years ago when I traveled to the Middle East with my ex, Maria, and we were on our way to the Maldives, and we went through Dubai, and Ben knew that we were going through Dubai. He and his wife, Jenny, were there as teachers. They were teaching the sons and daughters of American diplomats in the area there. And later they moved on to, I think, Islamabad, some pretty, interesting and colorful places as teachers. Ben also taught theater. And we had a great visit with them. We went into what's called the Marina District in Dubai, and we had dinner. We had drinks. We talked about everything. Had some pictures taken. God damn it. Where are those pictures of... I know I got them on my phone someplace. I'll have to post them. And Ben, Ben's a big guy. He was a big guy. And when we left the restaurant, we wanted to get a cab back to our hotel. Our hotel was in the Old Town part of Dubai, which is, maybe a good 20-minute cab ride away from where we were in the Marina District. Was ultra-modern. But I like the old part of Dubai. There's a place called the Souk, which is the marketplace, etc. So anyway, Ben, I said, I need a cab. Hold on, leave it to me. Man, he stood right in front of this cab driver. Ben's a big guy. He just waved his hand like, hey, you, stop. need a cab right now. And I said, look, I can wait for another one. No, this is your cab. So I got to know Ben then, and then I found out he got sick. And when I found out that he had was ill, we did a lot of communicating over Messenger. And I kind of imparted some stuff that I, just philosophical stuff for him to contemplate. And he came back and Ben's the kind of guy, he wanted to reciprocate. So he would, find out, well, where are you going to be? I'm going to come to the coast. Can we get together? And we could never really get it together because I wasn't in town when he was in town. But one thing Ben did do that was just above and beyond, he came to my Hall of Fame induction in Nashville back in September on his own. Dime came down, sat at our table, got a picture of him and Jackie and I. And I really, really appreciated that. So when I found out that Ben was sick, and I found out about 2 weeks ago, he said, I got weeks. I said, well, I'm going to come to Madison, man, and be there with you. And he said, that'd be great. And I made my arrangements. I said, after Christmas, is that all right? I didn't know. He said he had weeks. He said, that'll work, So I made my plane ticket reservations and the hotel for Madison, Wisconsin, after Christmas. I was going to be leaving tomorrow. And then Jenny, his wife, messaged all of us to say, Ben is probably not going to last much longer than 24 to 48 hours. And this was a few days ago. And I was stunned. And I said to her, I have a plane ticket. I've got plans to come up there, but I'm certainly not going to, I don't want to intrude on the family. She said, Phil, we're going to be busy with a lot of family stuff. We're really hurting right now. I said, I totally understand. So I canceled my flight and my hotel. Jenny tells us that, he has passed officially. This was back when she said he's only got 24 hours. If he's only got 24 hours, I said, I was going to come up there. She goes, we're going to be very busy with arrangements and just family stuff. So then I find out that he passed yesterday. Jenny sent the word out that Ben had died. The memorial is going to be on the 2nd of January. So I want to see if I can rebook my plane and get up there at least for that. And I don't know. She said, would you like to say a few words? You don't want to turn that down, but I'm not going up there to get up in front of a microphone and talk about Ben, but if they want me to, I'll say what I know about him. And but I'll try and get booked for the second, the Morris. I have to fly up there on the first. There's a great hotel in Madison called the Edgewater. It's fucked, you know. It's fucked up. So I was on Tori Ryder's radio show in Chicago. She was filling in on WCPT in Chicago, and Valerie Geller was there, and she was talking about her book, her new book on creating podcasts. And it was great talking to them because they're two really old friends of mine and broadcast. It's what we call radio dogs, man. You know, we're all just like been there, done that, you know. And talking to her and Valerie, and I started to think about the people. Liz Wilde died last month, 2 months ago. That's somebody else I got to know, you know. And I don't know, man. Maybe it's just a fucking fact of life now. But I said, Jesus, I was thinking about Liz, you know, and how great she was. And so you know what, man? I'm going to... Jackie said to me once, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? I said, make a whole lot of fucking money and have a lot of fun. I don't give a flying fuck who's president. I'll do what I got to do, you know, and that's what's going to be. So, Ben, I love you. I'm going to try to get up there for the second. Please, on your journey, man, you know, on your journey, look at the rest of us and somehow send some good shit our way. Whatever that may be. So that's that, man. I did post it on the BSPs and More page. I know a lot of you guys have checked out and checked it out and have entered your memories and, you know, comments. I really appreciate that a lot. Ben had an adopted daughter. He was a hell of a guy. A good man. He's a teacher, you know. He was a teacher. God damn it, those are great people. What am I looking for? Oh, the BSPs and More page. Let me see here. Over here. Jesus Christ. Yeah, everybody's weighing in. Thank you. R.I.P. Ben. He was a great chat when Phil had him on and we got to listen in. Well-traveled, fascinating guy. Yes, he was. Ben in Dubai. That was him. No, I'm glad we got to sit down, Ben, and have some drinks and have some great food. Ben told us a lot of great stories, you know, about being a teacher down there and raising their daughter. And it ain't cheap living there, you know, but they had a good life and they retired back to Madison, which is where they're from. So we got some likes and stuff from Edward Rivera, Joey from Tucson, Thomas Shea, Jackie Perkins Bassesi. I don't know how to pronounce your last name, Jackie. Gino Sullivan, Alexis Waters, Tyree Brown, our good friend Jeff Baker, Darren Webb, Kevin Norby, Becky Rutherford, Joshua Cottle, Douglas Sherhart. Is that, I bet you I'm pronouncing your name right this time, Douglas. Just some good people here. And got a lot of folks. Peter James, Dan Spiegel, Dan Green. You know, so there it is. But you know, doesn't end, you know. The cycle of life continues, you know. You pass from one stage to another. I believe that, and this is just me, maybe this is my Catholicism, I believe that we go on in some form of energy or some shit, you know. All right, baby, let's take a look, see what we're going to do on a show. This is our vacation week. What's today, the 27th? You're goddamn right it is. Sorry about losing my temper. I don't like doing that, but I don't know, man. I just fucking... Teachers, that's a job. I wouldn't have that job for all the fucking money in the world. Neither would you. It's a bitch of a job. What is this one, man? What is this one, dude? A pagan promotion for Yuletide. What? Ah, fuck it. Life. Riding high in April, shot down in May. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da This chick, okay, never mind. I got no comment. No fucking comment. Okay. Riding high in April. Shot down in Maine. All right, man. Here we go, baby.